Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info and new hotspots for October 12th, 2021. Merck asked U.S. regulators yesterday to authorize the pill it has for treating COVID if they hear what they want to hear from the FDA, and that could happen in a few weeks. That'd be the first pill shown to treat the illness. There are other drugs, but they require an IV or injection. Merck said earlier this month the pill cut hospitalizations and deaths by half among patients with early symptoms. Meanwhile, AstraZeneca's antibody cocktail against COVID, already shown to work as a preventative shot in the non-infected, was also shown to save lives and prevent severe disease when used as treatment within 1 week of first symptoms. Two new studies indicate pregnant women who develop COVID symptoms risk emergency complications and additional problems, and the disease puts their babies at risk. Of the 100 COVID-positive moms who delivered babies between March and September of 2020 at one Texas hospital, 58% of those with symptomatic infections delivered in emergency circumstances. For those with an asymptomatic case, 46% did. It's a surefire way to fight COVID. Sue people. A parent in southern Wisconsin has sued their school district after her son got COVID-19 from a classmate. She's upset the board removed a student mask requirement and other COVID-19 mitigation measures in May. Her son, who was wearing a mask, sat next to a kid who had symptoms and got infected regardless. The suit calls for the district to comply with CDC guidelines. Do you habitually smoke weed? Never mind, you don't have to tell me. But you should know a study from an arm of the National Institutes of Health says the risk of getting a coronavirus breakthrough infection in the U.S. may be 7.8% higher among those who habitually smoke weed. The risk is also there, but a little lower for those with tobacco use disorder. In the United States, cases were down 19%, deaths are down 2%, and hospitalizations are down 21% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since September 13th. There are 9,793,733 active cases in the United States.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With not all states reporting daily numbers, the five states with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita, Michigan 21%, Minnesota 16%, Pennsylvania 15%, North Dakota 14%, and Montana 10%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Bethel Census Area, Alaska; Stark, North Dakota; Lewis, Kentucky; Kodiak Island Borough, Alaska; Whitley, Kentucky; Knox, Indiana; Clay, Texas; Custer, Montana; McCreary, Montana; and Bighorn, Wyoming. There have been at least 713,770 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 70.2%, Connecticut at 69.4%, and Rhode Island at 69.3%. The bottom three vaccinating states are West Virginia at 40.7% and Wyoming and Idaho at 42.4%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 56.4%. The five countries with the biggest 24-hour increase in the number of fully vaccinated people, Oceania, Kosovo, and Cambodia up 2%, and Saudi Arabia and India 1%. Globally, cases were down 12% and deaths were down 12% over 14 days, the seven-day average trending down since August 26th. There are 17,913,065 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases, the UK, 34,320, the United States, 29,520, Russia, 28,647, Turkey, 28,370, and India, 19,018. There have been at least 4,855,635 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.